Al Dwyer had been in and out of the hospital over the last 5 years. He had 3 strokes and then heart problems. So it was a surprise to his family when doctors found just last week that he had pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed with the disease August 1st, just days before he died at age 74. Even though he had health issues for a while, he was still all over town volunteering for various things.
He was happy. He was a happy guy.
Sally Dwyer was his wife of 40 years. Longtime KFSK listeners have undoubtedly heard this.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
That's the signature opening song to Al Dwyer's volunteer show. He volunteered at the radio station regularly for over a decade.
Well, good morning, folks. This is Al Dwyer. I'm your volunteer DJ.
This is Al on the mic during his last show, July 28th.
I got to say good morning to Petersburg, Kupanoff, Wrangell, Kaufman Cove, Whale Pass, Port Protection.
But KFSK was only one of many ways he volunteered in Petersburg.
He just was full of community.
Sally Dwyer is why Al came to Petersburg in the first place, back in 1977. He was originally from Boston, but moved to Alaska to work on the pipeline as an electrician. That's where he met Sally. She brought him back to Petersburg, where they were married the same year. Within a few years, he started working for the city as a building official. In 1981, he was hired by the state of Alaska as the electrical inspector for Southeast. That's a job he held for nearly 10 years, until he was promoted to assistant chief and then chief. He and Sally moved to Juneau and Anchorage with those promotions. Then, former Governor Tony Knowles made Dwyer the Director of Labor Standards and Safety for the Department of Labor, which he did for 6 years. In that role, he oversaw 3 divisions, OSHA, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, Wage and Hour, and Mechanical Inspection.
He was one of the few guys that had worked 20 years, worked his way up by the time he retired. There weren't many of them that did that. They were usually political appointees, and Al was one of the few guys that actually had worked in the trenches that was made a director.
Sally says he had 85 employees working under him. That's the same number of neckties she says they gave away when he retired from the state in 2000. Dwyer spent the last 15 years in Petersburg being active and involved in the community. He was the mayor for 5 years. He ended up resigning in the middle of his 3rd term after suffering from repeated strokes.
His proudest moment as mayor was getting public smoking banned because of employee health. That's the angle they took, but that was one of his proudest crowning moments.
Al stayed an active member of the Sons of Norway for 37 years and is a past president of the organization. He was involved with the Elks and the Moose Lodges and Beat the Odds, a cancer support group. He was a member of the IBW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, for over 50 years. Sally says being an electrician was a family thing.
Because his dad was an electrician, 5 of his brothers, his 2 sons, 20 of his nephews. I mean, it's an electrical family.
Although they were electricians by trade, Dwyer's family members were also musicians. Al played the piano and the guitar.
His whole family was musical and are still musical. The kids, his sons are both singers. His grandson's a rapper. Everybody in the family when he was growing up, he was the youngest of 14 kids, all but one tone-deaf brother. Everybody sang, and Al had a beautiful Irish baritone, and his brother Eddie had a beautiful Irish tenor, and they were called the 2 singers in the family. But everybody else sang harmony with them, and his mom was an amateur opera singer in Boston.
She says Al played the piano at home almost every day. He also played the piano at Petersburg's long-term care and assisted living facilities. So, it's really no surprise that he hosted music shows on KFSK for years. Al is survived by his wife Sally, 3 children, 2 sons and a daughter, 8 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
Oh, baby, that's what I like! Thank you.